This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Harriet Myers has withdrawn as a candidate for the Supreme Court. This announcement came amid increasing criticism over her nomination and questions about her qualifications. We're joined now by NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
So there were questions about her qualifications, but this letter that Harriet Myers sent to President Bush doesn't mention her qualifications.
It does not. Let me read from the letter. It was just released to us at about 5 minutes before 9 this morning. There's one of those announcements in the White House. There is a paper coming to the bin, is what they say. That means there's some sort of a press release, and this one is a blockbuster. It is her letter of withdrawal. She says, I'm quoting, right to withdraw as a nominee to serve as an associate justice on the Supreme Court of the United States. I have been greatly honored and humbled by the confidence you have shown in me. Skipping ahead, she says, I'm concerned that the confirmation process presents a burden for the White House and our staff that is not in the best interest of the country. Then this may be the key graph here. As you know, members of the Senate have indicated their intention to seek documents about my service in the White House in order to judge whether to support me. I have been informed repeatedly that in lieu of records, I would be expected to testify about my service in the White House to demonstrate my experience and judicial philosophy. So it gets to the White House's, as the president has stated over and over in recent days, unwillingness to release the kind of documents that they knew requests would be coming for from senators.
So the official reason here is that there was this battle over essentially attorney-client privilege. She was, in effect, the president's lawyer, and they did not want to get into a battle over where the line should be drawn. That's the official reason.
Exactly. And the key word there is that's the official reason. But this has been a very controversial nomination from the beginning with many questions about her qualifications. Now, the president, in a statement released just moments later, says, I nominated Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court because of her extraordinary legal experience, her character, and her conservative judicial philosophy. But it was questions about her qualifications and how close she was to the president that really did have her nomination in trouble from really the first moments.
Don, stay with us for a moment, if you would. We're going to go to NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, who has covered many, many Supreme Court nominations, including a number of failed nominations. And Nina, how unusual is it that a president will nominate a candidate like this and then the person will have to walk it back?
This is really quite extraordinary, but as Don said, this is the classic out. In fact, this out was suggested by none other than columnist Charles Krauthammer, who's been one of those beating the drum against her nomination. And he said that, you know, finally we have an out when we see that the Senate is going to want some sort of documentation about what her role was at the White House. And yesterday, the Republicans on Capitol Hill had a caucus. And when they came out, you really didn't hear much of anything, or I guess 2 days ago, you didn't hear anything positive about her. And what I've been getting from her practice sessions at the White House is that, you know, they're coming along a little on the substance, but that she wasn't even speaking loud enough, that they were trying to get her to be more assertive just in her presentation, in her tone of voice. I mean, this was just a disaster. And they had no way out of it. And the only thing at the moment we really don't know is whether she finally just said, I can't do this, it's obvious I can't do this, or whether the president said, this just isn't going to fly, and Harriet, I'm terribly sorry.
You're listening to live coverage from NPR News. The news here this morning is that Harriet Myers has withdrawn her candidacy for the Supreme Court, and President Bush will be making another nomination. NPR's Don Gagne is still with us at the White House. And, Don, it's very, very early here, but people have already been talking about the possibility for some time of a withdrawal here. What are the options now for the White House?
Well, we can expect that they'll come up with a new nominee relatively soon. Again, no word on that, because this is still just a really, really fresh story here this this morning. But it's also another, you know, setback for this White House that has been troubled in this second term, with beset with all sorts of problems. It's another indication that politically they're just off their game right now. So that's a concern, in addition to now having to find a new nominee.
And just very briefly, is this now an opportunity for a fresh start with the White House? They can get this behind them, or do the problems only get more challenging at this point?
Oh, I think the problems continue to be very challenging. Certainly a fresh start with a new nominee, but in a very difficult environment.
That's NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne and NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.